Namaste, beautiful human, and welcome to Rishikesh. This ancient city is known as the home of yoga. We're here for the next week, so for 7 days, we'll be sharing a practice through our platforms with you. Today's practice is day number 2, and we'll be doing a hands-free mobility practice to loosen up our hips and our hamstrings. Let's get into it.
Sounds good.
We're going to stand up, see if you can do so without using your hands. And we'll start by shaking. Let the shake happen naturally. Let it happen spontaneously, intuitively. Let it be a reset for your entire body. Keep shaking for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, bonus points if you make horse sounds, 2, and 1. Landing in Tadasana. Let's place one hand on our belly and one on our heart. Take a deep breath in as deep as you can. And sigh it out. Deep breath in. Letting go. Deep breath in. Letting go. 5 more. Breathing deep into the belly, 3. Two. One. We'll start to move with the breath now. Inhale, hands reach up overhead, heels lift. And as we exhale, the hands come down. So I'm going to count it out, deep inhale. Exhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, hands come up, heels come up. Exhale, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhaling up. This time exhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhaling up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhaling up. For 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale up. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 7. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhaling up. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last 2 rounds, 8 counts. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhaling up. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This time just the hands come up, heels stay down. You exhale to fold down for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale to lift halfway. Exhale to fold for 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale to stand up. Exhale, hands come down for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more round like that. 8 counts down to the floor. Inhale to lift halfway. 8 counts to fold down. Inhale to stand up. 8 counts for the hands to come down. Great. And returning to a regular breath. Let's step up to the top of our mats, a little bit back from the top, and we'll move through a little namaskar sequence. So inhaling, hands come up overhead. Exhale to fold down to the floor, remembering we're not touching the floor. You inhale to lift up halfway. Exhale to step your left foot back and lower the left knee. Inhale, hands sweep up. And then exhale to step forwards, Uttanasana. Inhale to lift halfway. Exhale, the right foot steps back. You lower the knee. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale again, Uttanasana. Steady legs. You lift up halfway, breath in. Breath out to fold down. As you inhale, stand up, reach up. Exhale, hands come down by your sides. Deep breath in, arms reach up. As you breathe out, fold down. You lift up halfway as you inhale. This time you step the left foot back, but a little further. See how far back you can go. Lower the knee, inhale, hands come up. Exhale, straighten the front leg. Hands can come to the sacrum as you lean forwards. Inhale to reach back up, bending the front knee. Exhale, Uttanasana. You tuck the toes, you step forwards. Lift up halfway, inhale. Exhale, step the right foot back again as far as you can. Lower the knee, inhale, hands come up. Exhale, extending the left leg. Hands come to the sacrum, you lean the chest forwards. Inhale. Anjaneyasana, bending the left knee. Exhale, Uttanasana, stepping forwards. Lifting halfway. Exhale to fold down. Inhale, hands come up. Exhale, hands come down. Do that one more time. Arms come up, breath in. Breath out to fold down. Lift halfway. Left foot steps back. Lower the knee. Inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, Ardha Hanumanasana. You straighten the front leg. Lean forwards. Inhale, Anjaneyasana. You bend the right knee. Exhale, Uttanasana. Stepping forwards. Lifting halfway. Exhale, the right foot steps back. Long step back. Arms reach up. Inhale. Exhale to straighten the left leg. Inhale again into your lunge. Exhale, tuck the toes, step forwards, Uttanasana. Lift up halfway. Exhale to fold. Inhale to stand up, to reach up. Exhale, the hands come down. And keep moving. Arms reach up with the inhale. Exhale to fold down. Lift up halfway, stepping the left foot back, and this time in and out a few times dynamically. So hands come up, inhale, exhale, Ardha Hanumanasana, hands come to the sacrum, you lean forwards. Inhale to bend the right knee, exhale to straighten the right knee. If you have issues with the back knee, you can put something soft underneath. Inhale forwards, exhale back. Inhale forwards, exhale back, twice more. And last one. Forwards, then extending the right knee, lengthening your spine, lifting your chest, flexing your toes and pausing. See if you can use the weight, or more so the strength of your legs, to keep you stable. It might feel weird being here without hands, without blocks. Maybe it's new. Allow it to be new. See how far you can lean forward from your chest, as if you're trying to touch your chest to your toes. We'll hold here for 5, 4, 3, deep breaths, 2, 1, and then just make yourself up to an upright position, leaning into the left leg, lifting the right foot off the floor, playing with the balance for 5. See how high you can lift, 4. You can use the arms to balance, 3, 2, 1, releasing the foot to the floor. Anjaneyasana, bending the right knee forwards, tuck the left toes, hands come up as you inhale. Exhale, lift the back knee off the floor. Find an opening through the front of the left hip. Maybe you try to point your tailbone down toward the floor. Lift the back knee up toward the sky, bend a little bit deeper through the right knee. Let's take one more breath. And then from here, stepping forwards to Uttanasana. Lift up halfway, breath in. Exhale to step the right foot back. Lowering the knee, hands come up. Exhale, Adho Hanumanasana, straightening left leg, hands come to the sacrum. So inhale forwards, Anjaneyasana, arms up, knee bent. Exhale, extend the left knee, lean forward. Just gently opening the hamstrings, working into it. Twice more. Trusting in your body's capacity to hold you in space. This time pausing, lengthening the left leg, lifting the chest, flexing the toes toward you. Just finding your depth. Maybe you have the space to touch your forward to your tippy toes. Maybe you're like me and there's no chance. You can just explore where you're at. Explore how your body has arrived on your mat this morning. Last breath. And coming to an upright position. Leaning your weight into your right knee, lifting the left foot off the floor, and we'll hold for 5. Maybe Paige and I can help each other. 4. Lift up higher, Paige. 3. Higher. 2. 1. Landing the foot. Bending the left knee. Tuck the toes. Lift the back knee as you sweep the arms up. Anjaneyasana. Holding here. Finding an opening in the right hip. Last breath. Releasing, stepping forwards, Uttanasana. Great. Let's lift up halfway. Exhale, folding down. Finding as deep of a forward fold as you can. Remember, hands aren't touching the floor. Maybe you interlace them, take them behind your back and gently open through your shoulders. One more full breath.
release the hands if you took the bind.
Let's inhale, lift halfway. Exhale to fold. Inhale to stand up, to reach up. Exhale, hands come down by our sides. Beautiful. Final few minutes, let's make our way down to the floor without hands. I'll show you the trick. We're going to turn around. I'm going to step almost up to the back of our mat, maybe like two-thirds of the way to the back of your mat. We'll inhale and take the hands up overhead. And then as you exhale, you squat down deep as you possibly can. Maybe you need to be up onto your heels here. That's okay. If the heels can be down, the heels can be down. That's great. You're going to take your knees wide, lean your weight forwards. Paige's already dropped her bum. And then without the hands, we trust in our body. We lean back, bum lands on the floor. We take boat pose, just for the hell of it. We'll hold for 10. Lifting the chest, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Laying down on your back. And take a deep sigh, deeply in. Sighing it out. Once more like that. Beautiful. Drawing your heels in towards your bum. We'll take a reclined pigeon. So you'll take the right ankle and stack it on top of your left knee, pressing the right knee away from your body. You'll draw the left knee in and interlace the hands behind the left knee. And stay here for 5 breaths. 1. Three, 4, and 5. Releasing the hands, keeping your legs in this position and just dropping your right foot down to the floor on your left-hand side. You can spread the arms wide. We take our half pigeon into a twist. Beautiful. Again, without using your hands and keeping your legs in this position, we'll come back to center. Use the strength of your core. You change the cross of your legs. So your left ankle is now on top of your right knee. Same thing, press the left knee away. You draw the right knee in, interlacing the hands underneath the knee. We take 5 breaths together here. Five. Four. Three. Two. One. Releasing the hands, releasing the legs into the twist, this time twisting to the right. Left foot lands on the floor, arms spread wide. Maybe you look over the left hand. Beautiful. And slowly come back to center. Unravel the legs. Hug the knees in nice and tight. Give a little squeeze. Final asana for 3 breaths. Happy baby. You can keep a hold of the knees and draw them wide. You can take a hold of the feet and draw the knees toward your armpits. Maybe a gentle rock side to side. 3, 2. One, releasing the knees back together. extending the leg. Shavasana. We stay here for 10 deep breaths. Go ahead and feel yourself all the way up. As you exhale, relaxing the body. Allowing everything to soften. Nothing to do, nowhere to be. And one final breath, deeply in, sighing it out. Beautiful. From here, let's roll over to our left-hand side. You can use your arm as a pillow. Taking a moment to thank yourself. Feel gratitude for your body, for your breath, for your mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This beautiful experience called life. Let's make our way up to a seat. This time you can use your hands. I thank you deeply for joining us for practice today. I hope you'll stick around for the next video. It'll be a philosophy chat and we'll be talking mobility. And
if you enjoyed practicing with us, there are so many more opportunities to practice with us. We have an online studio with over 200 practices. Keep following along the challenge. We've got 5 more days of practice and philosophy. And also, if you're interested in studying with us, we do have an online 100-hour Hatha yoga teacher training, and we will be bringing to you 200-hour and 300-hour yoga teacher trainings in the home of Rishikesh. So if you want to join us here, stay tuned, sign up to our email list, let us know you're keen, and we'd love to have you.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.